Hey, y'all, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen today. Well, you know what? I had the most wonderful experience with two brothers here in town. And they are like the seafood and low country ball kings of Savannah. They were both born here, and their family goes so far back. And I love to hear these two guys talk because they truly have that true, true Savannah accent that only people that are born here and lived here all their life have. And I could listen to them talk all day long. And these two brothers are Charlie and Vince Russo. Russo Seafood has been around, gosh, I guess since the 40s. I can't remember exactly what they said. But I had an opportunity to cook with those guys one day, and naturally it was all about seafood. So I'm going to share with y'all my method for boiling shrimp. I love to be able to find me a shrimp with a head on because there is so much rich stock, rich flavor located in the heads of those shrimp. But those are kind of hard to find unless you go out shrimping and catch your own shrimp. But I'm going to bring a very large pot of water to boil. And I'm going to season that with, depending on how many shrimp I'm cooking, at least 3 tablespoons, maybe even heaping, of Old Bay. And some salt, about a tablespoon of salt. And I use kosher salt. And you can put a little vinegar, maybe a half a cup of vinegar, in your water if you want to. And supposedly that helps the shrimp peel easier. But you want to bring to boil your water, your salt, and your Old Bay. After it comes to a rolling ball, just drop your shrimp. Now, shrimp come in all different sizes, so you'll have to be the judge of your cooking time on your shrimp, depending on how large they are. But most people use what we call a 26-30, which means there's 26 to 30 shrimp per pound. The dogs have something to say right now. What are y'all doing? Y'all stop. Lay down. Sorry, y'all. So you can get some of them that look like small lobster tails. They're so big. Or you can get little old miniature shrimp. And Michael always said that his mother would encourage the boys to eat those little small shrimp because Michael and his brother would go out shrimping. And of course, most days, all they would net up was those little tiny shrimp. And Michael's mother said that those are the sweetest and most tender. But I'm telling you what, it's a job peeling those little bitty shrimp. And they are delicious. They're great for shrimp salad. But for my boiled shrimp, I like to use at least a 26-30 and larger. So after our water has come to a rolling boil, we're going to add the shrimp. We're going to cover it, put a cover on it, and cook it for like 1 to 3 minutes. And you'll see your shrimp quickly turning a beautiful pinky salmon color. As soon as your time is up, you'll want to take that out and drain it. Hush! Come here. I'm sorry, y'all. There's something on the other side of that door over there that's getting their interest up. So you'll want to drain your shrimp. And I love eating my boiled shrimp with melted butter or either tartar sauce. Now, Michael is a cocktail sauce fan. And all those things are really easy to whip up to serve with those succulent shrimp. And remember, y'all, the worst thing you can do is overcook that shrimp. So don't do that. All right, a boiled shrimp is a boiled shrimp. Now, you can boil it any way you want to. We put a seafood seasoning in hours. For ball shrimp, there's a little restaurant here in town. It's kind of a secret. Not a lot of people go to it, but maybe one day I'll tell you the name and where it is. But they do good ball shrimp. All right, so do you know how to peel a shrimp? I start by breaking the legs apart, just like that. And then you just pull that shell off from the bottom, pull all the little legs off, and you leave that one joint. You see that shrimp? That's a perfectly cooked shrimp. And how do I know that? Because it had movement in it. See? See that movement? If it was overcooked, you couldn't jiggle that shrimp. So that's how simple it is. I'm gonna put that one back. And you can squeeze them with lemon juice. You can sprinkle them with extra seafood seasoning. I love to serve mine with drawn butter. I know you're shocked, but that drawn butter is so good. But I'll usually have three condiments to go with it. I'll have the cocktail sauce, I'll have tartar sauce, and then I'll have drawn butter for anybody that's kind of like me. The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. All right, let's move on to something that everybody loves. And that's fried shrimp. In fact, I would be willing to bet that if you went into a restaurant and asked what was their number one most ordered seafood, I bet you it would be fried shrimp. Now, I love the large shrimp for my fried shrimp. And you'll want to shell them and leave on the last joint of the shell, because you're going to need that as a handle to pick up your fried shrimp with. Now, I'll take a sharp paring knife, and down the middle of the back of the shrimp, I'll bring that knife from the front of him all the way to the back. And I actually like to butterfly mine. So by butterflying, it means that you're going to take your knife pretty deep. You don't want it to cut all the way through, but you want to cut it deep enough so that shrimp fans out. And it's so easy to prepare fried shrimp. And there's so many different ways you can do them. But usually I will mix eggs and hot sauce, just like I do for our fried chicken. And I'll beat my eggs and my hot sauce, depending on how many shrimp you're going to be frying. But I might use a half a cup of hot sauce to a couple of eggs and maybe 2 or 3 tablespoons of water. And I'll beat that up and I'll put my shrimp in that and let them just drink up those ingredients for a few minutes. And then I'm going to pick them up and shake most of the wet off of them, and then dredge them in a combination of panko and regular flour. And panko is a Japanese breadcrumb, and it lends the most crunchy, wonderful, delicious taste to anything fried. So I will mix together, like I said, about half and half, half panko, half flour, and toss that together real good. And then I take my shrimp after I shake off the liquid, and then I press them in to the panko and flour mixture to make sure they're well coated. And then I'll drop them in hot peanut oil at like 350 degrees. And I mean, these cook quickly, y'all. So you'll want to keep turning those. And when they're nice and golden brown, take them up, because they are best when they're not overcooked. I hope y'all enjoyed these tips. And until next time, I send y'all love and best dishes from me and the dogs. Okay, so now we're moving on to our fried shrimp, y'all. In this dish, I've got probably a half a bottle of my hot sauce, a couple of eggs, and a little water. And this is the same bath water that we soak our chicken in. So if it's good enough for our chicken, it should be good enough for our shrimp. All right, so this is just panko and self-rising flour that I have mixed together. And it wouldn't hurt your shrimp at all, to bathe in that hot sauce for a while. All right. So into the hot sauce and then into the panko. And I want to show you that I've butterflied my shrimp. I like to open them up all the way. It's like you get twice as much shrimps. Shrimps, that's a word, right? We were talking about that earlier. And I really like to do these up ahead of time. Say if I'm having shrimp for dinner, you know, do these at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And just put them in the refrigerator. And that way they have a chance to dry out. And that panko mixture will really stick good to it. Okay. So I think we got us a pan full. I've got my fryer on 350. And this is just like the ball shrimp, y'all. We don't want to overcook them. Listen to those things popping. Michael was kind enough to, when he came in from work today, he was kind enough to call the docks down at Lazaretta Creek and find out if they had any shrimp. And they did, so he went and got them for me. I'm gonna need a little paper towel to drain those on. Okie doke, let's take a look at them. Whoa! What y'all think? These are wild Georgia shrimp, y'all. The shrimp boats come in every afternoon to Lazaretta Creek. And anytime, okay, buddy, I don't want to burn you. Anytime we want fried shrimp, we just go out there to Lazaretta Creek and get our fresh shrimp. And there's nothing like them. Well, I hadn't even tasted the fried shrimp yet.
Well, they're good.
Oh, good.
They passed the taste test.
Good.
Okay, this is how you peel a shrimp. You take the top part first, and you peel it around
part
like that.
Part closest to where the head was.
Grab the legs, peel it around like that. Then I pinch the tail.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Oh, no, you leave the tail on there.
I know it, but I pinch it so it'll come out of the tail.
Well, I do it like that.
You're making me jump with my mouth full again.
Oh. And then this is how you eat them.
Those fried shrimp needed some salt in it. I forgot to put...
These are delicious here.
Thank you. I forgot to salt my panko. I just realized that.
Well, they won't go bad.
All right. So okay, here's our French bread.
Okay, here's the peeling of shrimp again. Pull that part off. Pinch the tail.
You're going to show them till they get it right, aren't you, Michael?
There you go.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.